Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Danny, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Man, right. We are doing great.
Oh, it's amazing. He sounds like Danny Trejo.
Yeah. We're excited to have you on with us, Danny.
We are.
Thank you.
Danny, you're not... I'm sorry, we may have a little bit of a delay. You're not a spring chicken. You're 77 years old. Most people would think you get to around 77, 80 years old. You don't travel. You don't deal with big crowds. But something tells me, you know, that's something that you thrive on. Your story is so amazing, what you've been through, both as from your childhood to today. You're a guy that always gives back to others. And is it accurate to say that you do, when you're around people, you enjoy getting out and doing events like today you're doing here in Hot Springs?
Absolutely. I enjoy it. I love what I do, and I get to do what I love. So that's kind of the way I live. You know, you got to give back. There's a psalm or something that says, to whom has been given so much is expected. I don't know, like that. Got to give back.
Yeah, well, you've done that from what we've seen. We've done that, and coming up from your beginnings and the trajectory that you've had to become the star that you have. I mean, we've seen you in so many of the movies, and we love the fact that you are coming down here. And this is your first trip to Arkansas?
Yes, I was supposed to come before the pandemic, and then
sure,
and then you know that hit, so we put it off. So now I'm just so glad we could make it.
You know, it's amazing, your career. If anybody would just take the minute to read the life of Danny Trejo, it is. I'll tell you, Danny, I was tired. I was exhausted mentally from reading all the things you've been through in your life and the things, interesting things you do. One thing I thought was interesting, you're here in Hot Springs. Are you still in the restaurant business? Do you still own 8 to 10 restaurants?
That's right. Absolutely, absolutely. We've got four in Los Angeles, and one in Florida, one in Chicago, I think. You know, and I everything good that has happened to me has happened as a direct result of helping someone else. I was helping this director because he needed a lead in his film and low budget. Well, no budget, you know, they bought me a sandwich. But so I did it, and I happened to run into a producer that said, "Hey, Danny, why don't you start a restaurant?" And he knew I like good food. I won't eat, you know, this processed food. And I just jokingly said, Trejo's Tacos, and he brought me a business plan, and
That's amazing.
Opened it. You know, all of a sudden, we were in the restaurant business.
I've heard that. I heard about those Trejo Tacos. And I guess, was it the Trejo Tacos? Were you outside of your restaurant? Because the last time that I heard, and obviously the pandemic has caused us to lose 2 years rather quickly. Yeah. Was it prior to that that were you outside on the sidewalk in Hollywood? That was the one thing I saw in the news about you, where there was a wreck and you went over and rescued a family, and they're looking at you going, "You're Danny Trejo."
Yeah, it was God just put me in the right place at the right time. And I was just thankful because the kid was special needs kid, and I worked with autistic children, so it was like, you know, you can't really grab special needs children. They kind of, and so I just was telling him to use the superpower. Use your superpower. Hold out of my neck, and kid. We got out.
Wow.
It was okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Danny Trejo, if you just tuned in, he will be the parade starter today at the World Shortest Parade.
You're going to be the parade starter, and of course we're hoping that we can get Cheech on after you. We don't know if his people have made contact or not ever. So what's your relationship with Cheech?
We go way back. Me and Cheech did a movie a long time ago called Desperado. You know, and, and we just hung out together down in Acuna, Mexico, and then we did, you know, From Dusk to Dawn,
he's
just been a friend. He's been a great friend.
Yeah,
Listen, we could go on and we could play fanboy all day long because I could sit there and talk to
your favorite movie.
Yeah, we could talk about Con Air, or I could listen. All right, your great scene, in Heat, as you know, as you're laying there talking to De Niro. Your great, it's a great scene.
Yeah. Hey, Danny, I got to tell you this.
Yes, the iconic movie death scene.
Yeah. Danny, I got to tell you this. We're here at the Gangster Museum of America, and one of our stars in here is Frank Costello. We got a little video of him, and you sound just like Frank Costello. I love it.
I know.
And a good friend of mine is a director. From New York, Ed Bianchi, told me to tell you hi when I talked to you.
All right. Yeah.
He's doing City on the Hill, and he just did an SVU, Law and Order, and he and Carla live up there on Fire Island. But anyway, I told him you were going to be coming on. He said, well, just tell him I said hello.
Danny, you have a look, obviously, and it's been a key part of your career. And people, when they see you, they expect you to be this badass guy. And you know, everybody that we've talked to said that you're as good as gold inside. And to think of what you've been through as a kid, you know, drugs and San Quentin. And I mean, it's amazing where your life has come from as a kid and what you went through to the person you are today.
Yeah, I'm scared to death. Somebody's gonna wake me up and say, "Hey, let's go to chow." You mean I'm still in prison? Yeah, you've been dreaming.
You're still in prison? You're right.
Tacos.
Oh, man. Living a dream, baby.
You got it, with the good Lord. It's possible.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Now, are you still, I know you're doing this today, are you still active at 77 and looking for good movie roles, or you're sort of cutting back on how much acting you're doing?
I leave here on Friday and Saturday. I start another film. So,
still doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm not stopping. I started a record label, and that's doing pretty well. Trejo Soul Classics. And so, that's going to be, that's a lot of fun. I mean, it's just, and in fact, there's an old song by War called I'm an Outlaw, and my business partner heard me singing it, so he said, "Hey, let's put that on the album." I said, "Yeah, I'm not a singer." He said, "That song isn't about a voice; it's about the words." And he said, "And you've got a distinctive voice." So, I'm going into singing.
You've done it all. The restaurant, movies, and all that. We've got both a musician on our show, Danny, and an actor. And we've got talent on this show just like you. But I did have to ask now, going back to the movies. So, one of my favorites, I've seen From Dusk Till Dawn probably 25 times. I love it. It's a great, funny, scary movie. That was one of your greats. And Con Air, I mean, think, Roger, of all the great actors that you were with in Con Air. And I know you've talked about that movie and those guys that you acted with for that.
Yeah, that movie was a lot of fun. And it was Nicolas Cage was a dream to work with. It was like an adventure, even for me. We were stuck on this plane for a bus. They had this whole inside of the plane on hydraulic jack. So that was the way we spend our day. And then we went to Wendover, Utah. And Wendover, Utah is right on the border of Utah and state next to it, I forget. But there's strip joints and gambling on one side. And
Nevada. Mormon
churches on the other side. Oh, yeah. It was kind of you could lose money and go pray.
Lose money and go pray, but Ving Rhames and Buscemi and
put the Chappelle. Bunny in the box. Put the bunny in the box.
Me and Steve, it's funny because me and Steve did another film, right? And we took him to San Quentin to get a feel of a prison. We did a movie called Animal Factory. And this guy said, "Hey, I'd like to be in your movie." And so he said, "Okay, give me your number." So he gave him a number, and then in the prison, he gave his phone number. And Steve said, "Where'd the car go back?" He said, "Hey, what kind of phone number is C207? And that's the cell number. Oh, I was asking him for his phone number. His cell number, you know. he didn't know. they're not supposed to have cell phones, Steve."
Well, you have had an amazing life, Danny, and the great thing is that you're one of the things that you had an addiction at one point, and I think the greatest thing in your life is that you're helping others, and you have been for decades, who are fighting addiction, and you're still doing that today, and that's very noble.
And Danny, now we hope tonight will be the highlight of your career.
Yeah,
you're at the world's shortest parade.
You're going to be sitting on a potato, Danny.
He hadn't heard about that.
Did we lose it? He hadn't clued into the potato yet.
Danny, are you there? We must have lost.
Oh, Danny boy.
He heard about sitting on a potato and said, "That's it.
That's all
I'm
out."
He fainted.
Justin, I was waiting. Yeah, I was on a potato. Justin kept waiting for you to go machete.
Yeah.
You guys were handling that so beautifully. I didn't want to with the delay and everything. I didn't want to mess up. And the most important thing was hearing him talk. So the listeners get enough
news
of me. So,
breaking news: Danny Trejo is out.
Hey, Danny's back. Danny's back.
Hey, Danny. Danny, we got you back.
Or did you hang up?
Yeah.
No, we thought you passed out when we told you were going to be on top of the world's largest potato.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. And I want to find things. I want to buy some property. I want to buy some property out here.
Come on, we got some.
Oh, listen. Listen, it's time to buy it up around this way.
I know a real estate agent.
It's America. Hot Springs, right here in Hot Springs. This is America's first resort, right here.
Yep.
Thank you very, very much. Are we okay now?
Yeah, we're good, buddy. We're good. We'll see you later on at the luncheon and at the parade, Danny Trejo.
Thanks, Danny.
Bye, bud.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.